Hey guys, every time I've counseled a person concerning the significance of baptism, I've always asked the question, after Jesus' baptism, well, what happened? The Bible teaches us, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. I try to encourage my friends that if Jesus was tempted in every way, hey, so will we. The Bible says a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he's fully trained, will be like his teacher. Luke 6 and 40. When I surrendered my life to Christ, I realized that sin and temptation, the battle of our spirit versus the flesh and the devil, are all very real. Right now, you may be a new Christian wrestling with a sin in your life, or maybe you have been a Christian for a very long time, but you seem unable to unentangle yourself from a recurring sin. Maybe this has been going on for a very long time. But please understand, I know exactly how you feel, and there are many other brothers and sisters in Christ who understand as well. I heard a wise Christian say not long ago, just as there is a verse of Scripture to answer every question a person has, God has also placed a special Christian out there who can identify and encourage you through any challenge along the journey. Such a wise statement to keep in your back pocket. The Bible confirms, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kinds of suffering. 1 Peter 5 and 9. Friends, that verse gives me great encouragement. So hey, it's about progress, not perfection. It's about encouraging and fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hey, so get in community if you're not, right now. Tell someone today about the transforming power of Jesus Christ in your life and watch as you're provided with the power to overcome anything that comes your way. God bless.